Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is on an article I just read on the Luminous Landscape by Bernard Langoulier on image disembodiment. I'll put a link here so you can go read the article if you haven't already read it. But in a nutshell, the argument is talking about, it's sort of a future sort of looking at what is the state of prints in photography, and will photographers actually be making prints on paper, say, 5-10 years down the road. The author is suggesting, and once again, this is a future-looking sort of, you know, prediction, that most photographs in the future will potentially be on something like an FAS, or as he refers to as a fine art screen. You know, a plasma, an LCD. I mean, those technologies do keep getting better, and they do, you know, have a lot of advantages over paper. I mean, since the dawn of anybody doing reflective art, you know, the first paintings in a cave, you know, you're always dealing with the environment, the quality of the light that the works are being viewed by. And this is something that I know every visual artist deals with. You spend a lot of time color balancing your work and getting it just perfect. You send it off and your client has it under fluorescent lights. Or you spend all this time working, getting your system perfectly calibrated and seeing what you're seeing on the monitor, you know, and then you go to print it and the paper compresses the gamut and has all sorts of problems and it doesn't have quite the emotional feeling that you saw on the screen once it goes to paper. And, you know, throughout the article, you know, he talks about that and then talks about the idea of, you know, this sort of new screen, this FAS. And the idea that, you know, instead of buying a single print by a photographer, and he refers to them as being vulnerable and all these different things, you know, that maybe you'll buy like a digital portfolio by a particular artist, and you'll basically have a slideshow viewing on one of these screens. And this is not a new concept. You know, a lot of conversation has gone on about this on the web. And he talks about at the very end about how photographers should maybe get involved in this so we can help sort of, you know, have this go in the direction that we as photographers want it to go. Well, I think that is a good point, and I always advocate photographers trying to make sure that their voice is heard. But I have to say that I have a couple fundamental problems with this concept. First off, I don't think paper's dead. I think that crappy, homogenized, looks like everybody else's paper's dying. I mean, it's gotten to the point in the digital printing world that everybody's got a gloss of surfy paper, everybody's got a matte surface paper, and they all look an awful lot alike. There are different characteristics when you go to make a profile, but one of the reasons why a lot of these papers are sort of dying is because they're becoming boring. There's so much of the same out there. I'm personally seeing, and photographers who I'm speaking to who do printing as well are seeing, that there's a real interest in handmade and sort of more exotic papers and the ideas of coating your own paper, you know, to sort of have a definitive sort of niche look. Additionally, you know, with regards to the idea of buying, like, you know, a portfolio, like a slideshow, I don't think that's really going to work. The fine art market, as it is today, and it is hot and it is moving, people like the fact that they have something that's one of a kind. They like the fact that they have an actual print. You know, there is something about holding and owning an original piece. I don't think a bunch of ones and zeros on a flash memory card is really going to cut it. And, you know, you're not going to be able to ask any kind of price point to be able to do that. I just don't see that as being the future. I mean, you know, visual art, two-dimensional reflective art has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and I don't see it changing in the next 10. Do I think that LCDs and these, as he refers to once again as a fine art screen, having a place in the future of photography? Yes. I'm not so sure it's a good place, though. One of the big reasons why this conversation comes up is because a great many photographers are whores. And what I mean by that is photography started out as a medium of one of one. One of a kind. You made a daguerreotype, you made the image, it was a single print. That was it. It was a precious jewel. You made that print and you moved on. Photographers have decided nowadays that they want to be able to print an unlimited quantity of all of their works. or they want to be able to print an edition of 250, which is ridiculous. You know, in my opinion, this is one of the things that's causing these type of screens and these type of technologies to seem viable to the photo industrial complex as something that maybe they should market to photographers. Because if photographers are willing to make 3,000 copies of their image and they're willing to accept peanuts for every single image, hell, why not just make these screens and sell it as portfolios? It's the same thing. You know, so one way to sort of photographers could perhaps steer the direction of our future as a medium is to say, you know what, is it really healthy for me to make 300 copies of this image? Would it perhaps be healthier to make a handful, a couple, or maybe just one? Would that not only be helpful for the collecting market, but would it be helpful for me as a visual artist to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to pour all of my energies, all of my love, and all of my passion into making the one perfect print, and then I'm going to get off my butt, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to make something else. I think that's healthy. I think it's great for our industry, and I think it keeps us fresh. So that's one point. The second point, as I said, people like to own something they can hold. I don't think that, you know, a card with just a bunch of ones and zeros, you know, computer memory, is going to be something that people are really going to want to sink their teeth into. That's not to say that my Aunt Millie and my Uncle Fred aren't going to say, isn't this great? I can have images popping on the wall. There will be a market for it. But I think the high-end fine art market, the serious art collector, who I think most photographers aspire to have as their clients, are going to think this is cute, but aren't going to necessarily want to really buy into it. It isn't unique enough. People like the fact that they own that one particular print and that they're one of a select few who own it. I mean, all you have to do is look at the prices at the auction houses. You know, there could be a very famous Ansel Adams print up, and it goes for a tremendous amount of money if there are only a couple of them ever made. Supply and demand is a big thing here. And the idea that our works are going to be able to be downloadable to some sort of, you know, slideshow absolutely will kill the price point that photographers are going to be able to ask for the work. Sure, you're going to have a bigger audience, but that bigger audience is not going to translate into, you know, more food on your table. It's going to translate into, in my opinion, a true nail in the coffin for the medium of photography. And finally, getting back to the paper thing a little bit, as I said, one of the problems of paper right now is just the fact that they just all look so damn similar. I mean, you can go out and buy 20 papers at the store, all the same gloss, all the same matte, and print images on it, and the differences are really, really, really subtle. Then you can go out to a great art supply store and start picking up the thousands of different handmade papers and variations of handmade and machine-made papers that are coated and uncoated, and start to experiment, you know, and really start to push what's possible on paper. I personally, as a visual artist, choose my paper for the particular artwork. You know, I'm looking for particular qualities in the paper that'll help bring my artwork forward. The paper isn't just some generic substance that I'm throwing ink down on. It is a thoughtful, meaningful decision as to what I'm printing on. It's not just what's loaded in the printer and happens to be convenient and cheap and on sale that week. You know, and I think this is something else that photographers really need to start thinking about. You know, paper really does matter, and it should matter, and it should be one of the key sort of factors in determining how your print is going to be look and be displayed. And finally, I guess I would like to talk about a little bit about the idea. He talks a little bit in the article about how, you know, digital printers nowadays are basically automatic, and how you don't need to have, to quote him, a PhD in color theory in order to make a good ICC profile. Once again, I agree and I disagree. I think that color science, first off, is completely flawed. Everybody knows it's flawed, and we're all sort of still living in this world where we're working with ICC profiles until something better comes up. And the problem with color science and color theory is that, once again, it doesn't work and it can be very confusing, and there's so many different variables into what goes into making a great ICC. Can you get a decent ICC from a lot of these automatic self-calibrating, self-profiling printers? Yes. Is it exceptional? No. They do a good job on sort of the generic middle run-of-the-road sort of paper, because that's what the vast market is paying for. But when you want to print on something truly beautiful, like a cotton paper from Fabriano, you know, or a beautiful Japanese gompi, on those kind of papers, they can't do it. It requires the skill of the master printer or of the photographer to make that profile. So while that technology has made profiling easier, it hasn't made it better, and it really hasn't made it the kind of thing that I think at any time will ever replace, you know, the individual thoughts, talents, and brains of the photographer making the profile. These are just my thoughts. Read the article, you know, realize that eventually, yes, these LCD screens are going to be part of the market, but I, for one, am going to continue to make one of a kind. I, for one, am going to continue to seek out and work with great paper makers from around the world. Have a great day.